This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, ahead of Liverpool's Carabao Cup final tie at Wembley against Newcastle. I am joined post-press conference by Mike Bancole and Martin Fitzgerald to reflect on the manager's words ahead of the game and also reflect a little bit on the manager's comments about the tie against PSG earlier in the week. Mike, the press conference opened with a question. It's reverted to type. It was around contracts. Following Virgil's comments post-match where he said anyone who says that they know what's going on is a liar. Now, I'd like to think that we've kind of, not we all, but I mean generally us three have been kind of sanguine and chill about it all. But when even the manager's saying, I don't know what's happening next season, it's slightly concerning.
Yeah, I've said to you guys, I find the whole contract thing deeply unsettling. Like, it's just really unsettling. Even Konate, people forgetting, but in a press conference, ahead of a Champions League game earlier this season, I think it was even this calendar year, Ibu Konate says he's been offered a new contract, but he has not signed it yet. So it's not just the big three. We can speak about the big three all we want, Trent and Salah and Van Dijk. Those are already concerning. We already have players whose contract runs out in the next year that are talking about not signing contracts yet and not knowing what's going on. So I think this is a real mess. And I think we're lucky that it hasn't disrupted our season, but it's definitely been like kind of there lingering in the background, you know, this kind of shadow that's been cast on our season. And it's just frustrating for me. Like I honestly thought by March, it would be sorted out. We'd have an idea either way what's going on. And now to me, it feels like all three are up in the air, plus someone like Konate, plus someone like Alisson in the future, plus me Robertson as well. It's just so much going on. It's just frustrating for me. So yeah, I was a bit disappointed to hear Virgil's comments. Not disappointed in Virgil, but more disappointed that I felt that there'd been silence for a couple of months maybe. Salah hadn't said much, Virgil hadn't said much himself. I thought, do you know what? Maybe the silence is an indication that stuff's happening, but it looks like we're still in a place where no one knows what's going on and then managers having to bat questions away about it again.